Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Anyone ever learn anything from YouTube? I feel like people always say they're like, oh yeah, just YouTube it to teach yourself something. But do people actually learn something, fix something because of YouTube? 855-444-6342. What is the last thing that you learned how to do, fix, whatever, because of YouTube? Give us a call at 855-444-MEGA. Of all the people on the show here on the Brian Mega Show, the person to teach themselves something on YouTube, I didn't think it would be Kevin, but Kevin's using YouTube.
Oh, wow.
And fixing stuff, yeah. Guys. Manly stuff.
And I sometimes forget YouTube is a great option to go to. We had broken the latch that holds our dryer door to the dryer.
Ooh.
And, you know, you can't close the dryer door, so you can't use the dryer. And my wife ordered the piece that, you know, you can use to snap. And it's a very small little piece that snaps in. And I'm like, okay. So the other day I'm going to fix this dryer door. So I take the dryer door off and I unscrew everything. And then I go, you know what? I don't even know what I'm doing. I better see how this actually works. Maybe there's an easier way to put this latch thing in. So I watched the YouTube video and it showed me all you have to do is use a screwdriver and pop the old one off and then put the new latch in where the old one was. And I was like, I took all this stuff apart to do that.
That's funny.
And I could have just done that. I should have gone to YouTube right away. So I put the door back in. I popped the little thing in, and sure enough, I put the thing in, and boom, the latch works.
So, success. Your
success.
YouTube was good.
Look at you, yes. Kevin. YouTube teaching Kevin stuff.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah. Whenever I learn something on YouTube, there is like these wacky, weird videos of some people fixing stuff around their house, and they're always crazy. But you know what's crazy? The craziest part about it is they'll have like a million views.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
And sometimes they're like the dumbest things. And it makes me feel better. Like, this is how you screw in a light bulb. And it's got a million views. I'm like, well, a million other people right. did not know how to screw
You're
in a light
alone.
Bulb. So I feel better about it.
Well,
I do that all the time. I always look at the views. And they're ridiculous how many views they have. Like, how do you use a screwdriver? And I'm one of the people watching it. And it's got 10 million views. So it makes me feel like some other idiots were out there.
Well, then you kind of look at the YouTube videos as well. And I'll go to them. And, okay, like, when I was trying to fix this dryer door, I was like, there's not just one. There was, like, hundreds of this, how to do this exact same thing. So you could watch one video, and it's like, okay, I'll watch the other one just to see. You know, it's like almost like you get a
there's
second
opinion.
There's
so many, many fixer influencers out there.
I have a friend who gutted her entire house and redid everything herself from YouTube.
No.
Like kitchen cabinets, kitchen counter, toilet, like she revented something from the ceiling to the wall, and she was in her third trimester of being pregnant as well.
Yeah, my brother is like YouTube king. I mean, he built a bar in his basement, he built bedrooms in his basement all via YouTube. He has like a YouTube degree.
Okay. Anyone out there has a YouTube degree? What's the last thing you taught yourself on YouTube? What was the final you just took? 855-444-6342. If you learned something from YouTube recently. It's the Brett Maga Show, and I did not think of all the people on the Brett Maga Show to teach themselves stuff on YouTube. Kevin over there, looking things up on YouTube.
Mm-hmm. So proud.
Kevin uses AB to log into his email.
That's right.
And now you've been replaced by YouTube. He's like, He's real fancy now.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Watch out, AB. You've been replaced. What did you learn on YouTube recently? 855-444-6342. Sammy, you learned something pretty tricky. What did you learn on YouTube?
So recently, my husband and I needed to drain our water heater. The kind that we had on YouTube, and found out how to drain our water heater and replace the heating elements on it.
That sounds very, like, blue collar.
Were you
hard
nervous?
Job.
Yeah. Were you nervous?
A little bit, but I mean, we knew, you know, it walked us through everything from turning off the breaker and the water to you know, draining it and what kind we specifically needed.
If I try to do that, even on YouTube, oh man, be like, we only have like cold water for the rest of our lives.
Right, yeah.
Actually, it stopped working completely. Just frozen water comes out. It's just ice comes out of somehow. Be crazy. Extra ice machine. Be like, oh, the hot water heater. Shelby, this is interesting. What did you learn how to do on YouTube?
Yeah, I learned how to coach my daughter's little league softball team.
What?
Hilarious.
Like, so to interact with the kids or like how the game works?
I learned how to get them better in their fundamentals. So I played 1 year of little league, and then I just decided, you know, why not?
This Let's is like hardball or something. Like all of a sudden, Shelby is Coach Shelby, and it's like who? Like the organization needs a coach, so you step up as parent coach, and you know nothing about it.
Yep.
That's iconic, wow. Really.
My second year, and I've actually done fairly well. So.
Nobody's going to know this reference because I think it got canceled. But this is literally the premise of the reboot of the Mighty Ducks. The Mighty Ducks.
They're coached by YouTube.
No, they're coached by a mom who doesn't know hockey, and she's looking up like to learn hockey. And it's the whole premise of the TV show is because her son wants to play hockey, and she's like, okay. And they needed a coach because nobody could coach, and she becomes the coach. Shelby, you're a freaking Disney show. You are literally Shelby is a Disney
That's
series.
Awesome.
Yes, I love that about you, and I cannot wait for the next season. You guys are going to win the championship. It's going to be awesome. You're going to become Coach of the Year.
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for calling into the show, Coach. We appreciate it.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops, and neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.